Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
On this episode, we have Kelly Scott. Kelly is a women's leadership coach who believes in sharing our stories to empower and be empowered. Through private intensives and her signature coaching program, Kelly helps rising thought leaders and coaches lead with their story so that they can tell their story and share their message with confidence, clarity, and courage. Most importantly, so that they can get their story heard. You may have heard that story sells. But what you may not have heard is it also inspires, empowers, and transforms the lives of the people you serve. If you want to be better connected with your audience, grow your engaged tribe, and leave the biggest footprint on your heart and in the world, then visit Kelly's website to download her free MP3 training and workbook, What Stories Are You Sharing? The Leader's Guide to Leaving a Bigger Footprint.
Welcome, Kelly. We are so excited to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I am really honored to be here with you both.
Well, to get things started, we always like to ask our guests, what was that kickstart moment that really kind of lit a fire under you to start your own journey as an entrepreneur?
I love this question because it brings you right back there every time you talk about it. And so for me, I was working 9 to 5 as a systems engineer with the Department of the Navy, so as a civilian. And I had these morning powwows with my coworkers because I love them. I had the greatest coworkers ever. I had the greatest boss. I had great hours. I mean, I worked from home 3 days a week. It was pretty much the dream job on paper. And we had these morning powwows every single morning where we all kind of just got together and we're just chit-chatting. And we always tended to find ourselves talking about our passion. So we would talk about the things that we did outside of work and the things that we would do once we were tired. And one day I realized that I just kind of couldn't talk about these things anymore. I had found online all of these women that created these incredible freedom-based online businesses. And so I knew it was possible. I knew if other people were doing it, that I could do it. I had this belief in myself, like, look, it's possible. I believe in myself. Like, I can do this too. And so eventually I decided that I was going to do it, that I was going to jump into something else, that I was going to go after these passions that I had been talking about every single morning with everyone and just see what I could make happen. And I know when I left, I remember telling people, I have no idea what's going to happen. I was literally jumping into the unknown. I was leaving the full-time job, the benefits, all of it. And I was like, I have no idea what's going to happen, but that's kind of what I'm so excited about. Like, this is a challenge, a total challenge to build something from the ground up. And if I can do it, this will be one of my greatest accomplishments ever. So it was that excitement, like, this is possible. I think I can do it. And if I do, it's going to be one of the greatest things I've ever done.
You are such a high-spirited person. And the fact that you really kind of found that you were able to do this, you just knew that there were going to be difficult times, but you were so passionate about it that you were willing to make it work no matter what, is truly what, you know, our audience is looking for. Can you kind of go into a little bit about what inspires you on a daily basis to keep going?
Oh yeah. So I do have this deep-seated belief in myself, but I will say that that's always there, but the inspiration to keep going isn't always there. And so I do want people to know, like, there are tough days, and I knew it was going to be challenging, but I didn't know it was going to be this challenging. And I hear it often, especially from clients, like, they're on this roller coaster and they think that's this really, like, bad thing. And so one of the big inspirations for me is, even if I'm having a low moment, I know that I'm going to be able to turn it into a story. And so reminding yourself, it's kind of reframing some of those challenges to be like, this is hard, but other people are going to walk it after me. And so if I can go through some hard stuff and make it easier for them, all of a sudden there's purpose in all of the challenges that we go through. And that to me is so empowering because not only am I going to get to empower myself through a difficult moment to keep moving, to prove that I can do it, but I also know that somebody else is going to get to benefit from this too. And so for me, I'm all about working smarter, not working harder. And so if we can get a little curious and really find a way to stand out, we do work a lot smarter. I studied math in college and it gave me this, like, amazing problem solver connecting brain. And so I adore watching other people grow and kind of seeing the behind the scenes of what do they do, why do they do it, and then being able to tweak it to how it can work for us. Because I think that if we can find ways to really showcase ourselves and how we do things differently just by being ourselves, so how we naturally do things differently, then we really get to stand out. And it's inspiring because you're being yourself, which I think at the end of the day, so many of us want to be truly ourselves. We want to stand up and be like, this is me. This is what I have to offer. This is why I bring value to the table. This is why I'm unique. These are my gifts and my strengths. And one of those big life goals, at least for me, is to be able to stand up and know with everything I'm putting out there, that's me. So even if somebody doesn't like it, it doesn't matter because that's me. I'm being completely authentically myself and standing true in who I am.
One of the things that you do so well is you really mesh the boundaries between like the analytical and logical thinking that you kind of studied and the creative freedom that you've been able to find since you've gone out on your own and created this awesome society that people literally tune in weekly to hear. So with that being said, what were some of the values that you kind of brought into your business?
First off, I so appreciate that. Thank you for even saying that. The values that I brought into my business, I actually just redid these to figure out exactly what I value and why, because I think if we're going to stay on our purpose, stay on our path, we really do have to be firm in our values. And so for me, one of those big values is family. And so I have to ensure that I'm blending time between family and my work and that I'm giving my family 100% of myself at least some time each day. And that's really important just because that keeps us grounded, right? Those are the people that loved us before anything that we've done. They're going to love us during any failures, and they're going to love us way after the fact. And so really making sure that I'm honoring time with them. My fiance is also one of those people that really picks me up. He's the person that if I say like, I'm not cut out for this, like I got to go get myself another job. He looks at me and is just kind of like, cheer up, Kelly, you'll be fine. Like he totally glosses over anything I say, even if I'm like, my whole world is rumbling, because he's got that unwavering belief in me. And he's like, you're going to keep going no matter what. So I'm just going to respond like, this is you asking me what you're eating for breakfast. Like, this isn't a big deal. We're going to keep moving forward. So family is a value, super important. Self-respect is a value. So I want to make sure that I'm living up to my potential, not that I'm achieving incredible amounts, but that I'm living up to like my standards for myself, right? That I've got that potential, that I'm really showing up in the world how I want to show up. And if I'm not taking care of myself, I'm not going to show up in the world how I want to show up. And so the self-respect one is really, am I showing up as the person I want to show up as? Am I leaving behind the footprint that I want to leave? Am I helping people feel a certain way that I am really proud of? Am I putting content out there that I'm really excited by? So those are kind of two of the big ones. Contribution is another one. Again, what am I putting out there? What am I leaving people with? Balance is important for me. I believe in it. I believe in balance. I believe in having some sort of lines and boundaries between work and life and passions and projects and all of these things that we're excited by. And then finally, simplicity. So any way that I can clear things on my to-do list in my house, in my life, like anything, opportunities that I'm doing, I'm going to do it. And so if we can simplify, I am all for it. I think that that really, really helps us to always show up how we want to show up.
All of your values really kind of play off of each other in how you actually do show up in your business. Like you stated that you've taken some time off from social media because you wanted to spend the summer with family, but at the same time, you also wanted to simplify things and get things off of your plate and create systems and processes that really helped you actually accomplish that and not just do it and kind of see what happens. So all of your values really are truly something that if our audience can take away from it, you know, implementing in their lives how they can create that balance and simplicity.
And I think what's really cool about it too is sometimes we just need one other person to do it before us, and that unleashes this possibility for us to do it too. And so I took the summer, part of the summer off, especially from social media, right after I had one of the talk shows myself with Katie Denauden. She is a lifestyle leadership expert all about living by design and not by default. And so I was talking to her and we're having this conversation and she's telling me all the ways in which she lives by design, how she really responds to her life versus just reacting to it. Like she actually plans for things. And she told me that she takes summers off. She takes December off. She only gets on social media when she feels like it. And my mind is blown because so often we hear, you've got to be really consistent on social media. You've got to be on there 1, 2, 3, 4 times a day. You've got to be constantly engaging. You've got to be constantly this. We're getting a lot of to-dos from a lot of people. And a lot of those to-dos are good. Yeah, they're great things to be on social media, but only if you're showing up on social media how you want to show up. And so I got to the point where I was showing up literally to cross something off my to-do list. Like the only reason I was posting was because I thought I had to. So it was like, okay, let me just get this out. I don't care what it says. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how people respond to it. Like I wasn't showing up with anything of value because I was just kind of glazed over, like just cross it off the to-do list, just kind of get it done. And so I think it's really important to know, like, there are other ways to do it. And so if you aren't showing up how you want to show up, let's take a step back and see how you can tweak things to better fit yourself. And that's what's going to make you stand out.
I love that because I'm the queen of not posting consistently on social media, which is mainly because I've done that same thing. I don't know what to post. I don't feel inspired and I don't want to just put anything out there. And so I love hearing that because I'm like, yeah, you've just given me permission that it's okay to be the way I am. not that I needed it, but you know, it's just reassuring. But one of the things that I loved was in your values, you said self-respect. And I hear so often people say something about like self-care or self-love or something like that. But really, self-respect is all-encompassing, and that self-love and self-care that you put into it, it comes naturally when you respect yourself and you put yourself as a priority. And I don't think I've ever heard anybody have that as a value for their business, but it is so important because you can lose yourself really easily in a business or really in anything in life. And I know that for me, that's one of the things that I strive with my own clients is, you know, who are you? You know, really being aware of yourself. And I think that self-respect is a huge piece of that. And I've never heard anybody put it that way. So I love that value of yours.
I think that you're so right. We can lose ourselves really, really easy in this. And for me, I've always been a high achiever and I've always placed a lot of value on achievement. I got praised for achievement. I got recognition for it. And so that was always like, okay, when I achieve things, this is good. This is how I get a lot of my value. And so switching it, I mean, that doesn't work in business anymore. I mean, it's hard. You're not always going to be achieving things. You're definitely not always going to be achieving things as highly and as quickly as you want to be achieving them. And so I really think that that was important for me to make that distinction, because the self-respect was more about, am I living up to my potential in the sense that I'm showing up and I'm taking care of myself and I'm being the person that I truly am versus am I achieving all of these external validation or accolades?
That is so awesome. I love that because I think that that's probably one of the hardest things to get over, especially as a business person, is not looking for that validation, not looking for the recognition. Because I know, like, even in the beginning, when you're in groups and things and you see other people getting tagged or other people getting shouted out and you're like, what am I doing wrong? And I'm not getting this recognition. Realizing that you still have value and you still have worth regardless of what you're accomplishing and that you just need to keep pushing and being true to yourself.
Yeah. And it is. It's one of the hardest things to come on just because we all want to be loved. We want to feel like we belong. We want to feel like we're safe. Those are our core human needs. And so if anyone listening, if you're finding yourself in that where you're like, I just want external validation, like, hey, I'm with you. I've totally been there. I often still find myself there simply because we want to feel like we belong. Like, hey, people love us. We're good. We're liked. And so that's okay if you have that. But what we want to start working on is figuring out why is that there? And how can we maybe switch it to, do you belong just kind of with yourself? You love yourself. You belong with yourself. And you know that if you're putting something out there that is 100% true to who you are, it doesn't matter what happens to it.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people don't even know how to be comfortable in their own skin these days. There's a lot of people who tend to wear masks just because they feel like they have to. They have to put on this facade of, if I'm not this business owner, then I'm not good enough. When in hindsight, you started your business for a reason, whether it was, you know, you wanted to create an impact or you wanted to create income that you were proud of, or you actually really just wanted to create something that aligned with your values and everything you wanted. So taking off those masks takes time. And I think a lot of people can relate to the fact that they're still going to want that validation, but it's actually giving them permission to sit in their own skin and figure out how to be comfortable in it, probably for the first time in their life.
Oh, absolutely. And that we can start validating ourselves. I am a big fan of celebration. I think that when we are building anything really big, we're going to take some big risks, right? We're stepping into the unknown. We're making big leaps. And so there are going to be some really high highs and some really low lows. And I think the way to kind of counteract those really low lows is to turn them into stories. So give them purpose, but to also make sure you're celebrating in the really high highs. And so when you're just starting out, a really high high could be simply posting something on Instagram or getting one person to comment or one person replies to an email. Like, some people might not think those are really high highs, but to you, those are really high highs. Celebrate them, enjoy them. And as your business grows, celebrate the highs as they grow too. And so I think that's huge, is just to be able to validate yourself and really celebrate yourself because you're doing big things. Recognize that, acknowledge it.
Yeah. And some people too don't even recognize those as really big wins because for them, they're so focused on the bigger picture. So for anyone listening, if you can't necessarily see that those things are actually big wins, think of them as fat baby wins, like the FBWs, the things that are actually going to help you get to where you want to be that maybe to you are small, but to other people can be huge. So it's actually just celebrating everything that helps you get one step closer to the ultimate goal where you want to be.
Absolutely.
I think that we all forget to celebrate celebrate the little wins. It's like we check them off and we move on and we're like, okay, next thing on the list. And we need to stop for just a minute and go, hey, look what I just did. That's pretty awesome.
Exactly. Be like, hey, a month ago, could I have done that? No, like, heck yeah. I'm taking action. I'm putting myself out there and we're learning every single day. When I do go to my fiance and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much harder than I ever could have imagined. He has almost always turned around in response to me and said something along the lines of, you know, you'll be just fine, cheer up, but also you're learning so much right now that this will help you with anything that you do. And so I think it's really important to remember too, no matter what business you're building or what dream you're chasing, you're learning a heck of a lot of stuff right now. I mean, you are getting a world-class education and appreciate that for what it is.
One of the things that you said about appreciating things, so many people can't actually receive that appreciation, and not necessarily from other people, but from themselves. So you just saying that will hopefully allow other people to realize that appreciate yourselves and what you're doing. If you feel like you're so overwhelmed, seriously, take a step back and just sit in what you've done so far. Like, don't think about the tasks or the goals that you've actually, you know, have to accomplish in this week. Take some time to really just sit in everything that you've done and literally check off the list of I've accomplished this, this task is done for the day, and allow it to really, you know, validate that you are on a path that you want to be on. And that's okay, no matter how far you've come.
Absolutely. Receiving is really hard, really difficult for people. And it's something that I've been talking a lot about lately just because it's been so present. But not only do we want to be able to receive from ourselves, but we want to be able to receive from other people, whether it's support or ideas or clients, people coming to us. I think that something that I've learned is we don't get to just build something and people will come, right? We've got to ask for what we want and then we've got to be able to receive what we want. And that's really difficult. And so I think receiving is something really worth practicing. And one of the reframes that has really helped me, I mean, once you figure out kind of what's blocking you from receiving, there's always something. But then just kind of reframing it to say, how would you feel if you weren't able to give to somebody else, right? So when we don't receive, we're not allowing somebody else to give. And so if we can give without boundaries, and then also receive without boundaries, we create this incredible exchange of energy where everyone is thriving.
I love that, because I think one of the hardest things for us to do is to receive, whether it's help or appreciation, or just a compliment. I mean, I know it took me forever to finally just be like, oh, thank you, when somebody gives a compliment. You know, we're kind of conditioned where we're like, no, I'm not. But stop taking that joy from them of giving. I mean, it's almost like when you think about like Christmas time and they talk about like, 'tis better to give than to receive. But really, it is so much fun to give that you need to allow people to do the same and receive. But yeah, I love that. That is such a good point.
So since you've started your business, who have been some of the bigger influences that have helped kind of shape where your journey's going today?
My mom has been a huge person to kind of help shape where I'm going, just because she's always been that supporter for me. She's always been the cheerleader. She's told me I could do whatever I wanted to do and that I'd be good at it. And she's always there to tell me that even if I fail, with quotations, even if I fail, that she's always going to love me. And so she's always kind of given me that like, hey, failure's not a terrible thing. You can learn from it and you will still survive as a human and you'll still be loved, which often one of the big fears around failure is that I'm not going to be loved, right? That people aren't going to love me anymore. They're not going to like me anymore. And so for someone to be able to sit there and tell me all of my life that even if I failed, I was still going to be loved was huge. So she's been a huge source of inspiration for me personally. And then I follow a ton of people within my work that just really inspired me to kind of really put myself out there. Alex Beeden, Jenna Kutcher are two women that I think put themselves out there online often and very much do it as themselves, right? They're like, I'm going to be weird and I'm going to be goofy and I'm going to be loud and I'm going to be all over the place and I'm going to really let you live. And I think that's really important. And that's a big part of being able to stand in your truth and who you are is putting yourself out there, right? Like actually putting yourself out there and being like, this is who I am. And they do, I think, such a beautifully job of really sharing their story with us. And so they've been huge inspirations for me to go ahead and do that myself and be okay with that.
Yeah. And those two ladies too, they really don't tie themselves to judgment anymore from what I've seen. And that's really where once you let go of the fear of being judged, it allows you to actually show up as who you want to be as opposed to who you think everyone else wants you to be.
Oh, absolutely. And fear of being judged. I mean, that was huge for me. That was like the biggest block in terms of using my voice that I had to get over or sharing my story was no one cares. No one likes me. This is stupid. And I knew eventually I learned exactly where it came from. I was diagnosed with tachyosis arteritis, which is an autoimmune disease. I had a very unhealthy relationship to food and eating disorder. I was bullied. I had very low self-esteem. And so it was safer for me to not speak and not put myself out there and just totally protect myself. And so when I was able to kind of like release that and realize that was something that was going on. It was this huge weight because it was like, yes, protecting myself by not speaking was the best thing that I could do for myself then. But now I have something better. And now I've got a new way of taking care of myself, a new way of self-respect that now allows me to stand up and say, even if I am judged, this is who I am. And something that I think is really important to note too, even if you let go of the fear of being judged, you're not going to be able to be yourself immediately. And so you might post on Instagram, you might get on an interview, a podcast, whatever. And you're like, I don't know, that wasn't really me. Was that me? Did I say something right? I don't know. Who am I? Like, am I trying to be someone? Probably. Cause you're probably just trying to figure out who you are and how you say things and what matters to you and what you believe. And so really give yourself the gift of grace as you do start standing out, stepping out, speaking up, give yourself the gift of grace to figure it out as you go. You will fall into who you are as you allow yourself to just express.
I don't know. It's just, it's so not funny, but it's uncanny because so many people, like when they hear that, it actually scares them a little bit. And what I've heard just with clients in the past is they're so uncomfortable actually being vulnerable and trying to find out who they are. They'd rather stay where they are than actually go to the place that they want to be. But if you're at that place, seriously, it's almost like your door's closed to who you are and you can't necessarily swing it open completely because it's going to come right back and slam you in the face. But if you can take the action every day of just opening up a little bit more to who you really want to be, it's going to help you, you know, down the road, actually figure out who you are. And the best part about who you are is if something doesn't serve you, you can always change it at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. And I'll say to that too, one of the things that I've really done is that when I first, like working with my coach and she was like, okay, we've got to be you, like you got to put yourself out there. And I'm like, I don't even know who I am. Like, I have no idea who I am and what to say and how I say things. And I started thinking about how I act at night in the comfort of my home when everything's shut off, my computer's off, my phone is off, and I'm hanging out with my fiance and now our little pup. And I'm like, how do I act around them? And I started thinking about it and I'm goofy and I sing weird songs and I'm loud and I laugh and I make stupid jokes. And I was like, oh, so that's a little bit more of who I am. And I could realize that because when I'm at the most safe place that I can possibly be, how do I act? And so start there. And now I don't sing songs on Instagram. I'm probably not going to sing a song today. So like, even though that's part of who I am, that doesn't mean that's always how I'm going to show up or that's how I have to show up. And so if it feels a little scary, just like you said, just start, just do a little something, maybe put your face on a post, like just do a photo of yourself so we know what you look like. Maybe do a video and just say, hey, and then go. Like, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be long, but if you can kind of just put yourself out there a little bit, it will feel a lot easier to be more vulnerable and share more. And again, you always get to decide how vulnerable you want to be. 100%. You decide what you want to share, when, and to who, because some people haven't earned that right.
I love that. And I come from a slightly similar background of bullying and not being myself and everything. So I'm sitting here nodding my head, which listeners can't see, in agreement with everything that you're saying, because I've come down that same path of going from wearing so many masks and not being myself and protecting myself from judgment to, you know, taking them off and being like, you know what, I just don't care anymore. And I think part of that comes with age too. It's kind of like, you know, the old grandma who's like, I don't care what you think of me. Like that's just kind of where I'm coming at. But I mean, there's still moments where something you go to do scares you a little bit and you kind of want to hide just a little and you're like, well, maybe I'm not ready for that just yet. And that's okay. You still need to be you. You don't have to show every piece of yourself. I mean, it's not like you have to invite them into your bedroom. You just have to show up and be real, whether something's scary or not. And you know, sometimes it's okay to even say, hey, I'm a little bit scared by this. Because I know, like for me, I have stage fright and being on camera, you know, like it's like, oh my goodness. But I still do it. And I tell people every time I do it, hey, like I'm no good at this. I don't like doing this, but I'm here.
Which is so empowering to other people too. Like not only, again, this is why I love stories, because not only do you empower yourself when you say that, you're like, heck yeah, I'm still nervous and I still get on and I tell people I'm nervous. Like not only are you empowering yourself, but you're empowering other people because you know there are people watching and listening who are like, oh, okay, me too. So I can be scared and I can get on video. And they're like, okay, I'm going to do it. Like I'm going to do it. I'm going to be scared and I'm going to do it anyway.
Exactly. And I mean, that's what empowered me ultimately was other people before me. And so now it's my turn to be that person before all the other people behind me. And, you know, I love being that person. I like showing them, hey, it's totally possible. Come on, let's go.
Exactly. Oh, I love that.
The one thing I think listeners can take away from today is you're all about how you choose to show up. Like, you are wholeheartedly a supporter of, you get to choose today how you show up. And if you chose to show up just even with an ounce of vulnerability, that's okay. You don't necessarily have to be that open and honest person who's dancing on videos and, you know, getting crazy and singing songs. You really can do it in your own way.
And go watch Marie Forleo or Alex Biden. They have all of their YouTube videos and still up. And so these are two ladies who I personally think rock it on camera. They show up as themselves. They're out there. They're bold. It's all about being bold, right? They are so bold. They put themselves out there and they do really, really well with it. But go look at their first video. So they still have their videos. Go click, like, you know, date oldest first and look at their very, very first videos. And you're going to see a totally different level of expression. Marie Forleo, I think, is sitting on her couch and just kind of talking to you. There's none of that extra stuff. She still has some of those same expressions, but they're not magnified quite as much as they are today. Alex Biden's the same way. She's a little bit more shy, a little bit more reserved. So we all start somewhere. That's totally fine. Allow yourself to progress at your own rate. Just go ahead and get started. At least do something, that little bit of action today, so that you can start writing your story.
Such great advice. I cannot wait for this episode to come out. Okay, so to wrap things up, we always like to ask a fun and interesting question. Today, if you had someone produce a movie about you, who would play you and why?
So I love this question because, as you can probably tell, like, I'm obsessed with stories. I love telling them. I love watching them. I love producing them, all of it. And I really love, like, spinning things into stories because, as I've said so many times, I believe in this power or this ability to empower others and empower ourselves at the same time. And so if I was to have a movie produced about my life, I would have Jennifer Aniston play me. One, because I love the TV show Friends. I think it probably is my favorite TV show ever. And I just think she's fantastic. But in addition to that, she isn't afraid to challenge the norm a little bit and speak up. She just wrote an article on the Huffington Post about body shaming, and it was specifically body shaming of her body over the years, and saying that she doesn't want to be made to feel less than because her body is changing, or because she ate more for lunch one day, or because she was photographed in a weird angle. And so she goes on in this article to say that, you know, we are complete with or without a mate, that with or without a child, that we get to decide for ourselves what is beautiful. And I think this is really powerful to me, just because I like I told you guys, like, I've had a very unhealthy relationship to food, and I've had moments where I would have a thought, and it's so saddening to even say, but I know other people are thinking it, but that I would have a thought of, if I gain weight, I can't speak up anymore. Like, I lose value if I gain weight and I can't speak up and I can't be on video and I can't put myself out there, almost as if somehow the things that I have to say, the beliefs I have, the opinions, the ideas lose value just because I put on weight. And I think that a lot of us feel that. We have this huge fear of gaining weight. A lot of it, you know, from society, from culture, whatever. But that's a really scary thought, because how many of us are holding back because of that? Because we think we've lost value because of something that has to do with our body. And so I'm a big proponent of that article. I love standing up and speaking up against that, because I've been there and I felt that. And so I would have Jennifer Aniston play me because I love her on Friends. I still watch it all the time. I love her hairstyles. I just love everything about her. And because I would want someone who was willing to stand up, to speak up, and really share what they believe.
I love that. And I totally agree. And I have to say, like, for me, I have an autoimmune, I have Hashimoto's. So it caused me to gain a lot of weight. And I had a really hard time dealing with that and dealing with being in front of my audience. I hid behind my logo and I hid behind, you know, maybe just a headshot where you can't see all of me. And eventually now I've gotten to the place where, like, I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. Like, okay, so my old clothes don't fit and they don't look good. So don't wear them. Like, let's go shopping. I'm going to go get clothes that make me feel comfortable in my own skin, because what I look like doesn't matter. I just need to be comfortable. And that's what matters. And so I was like, we got to change this. And now I can be, you know, I can go get my photo shoot done and I can be in front of people and be myself, because what I have to say still matters. And so I just love that you said that, because it's totally something that I've had to deal with over the past few years, dealing with how this new autoimmune disease is taking effect on my body and having to adjust things. But that was probably the hardest one for me, was still coming out and putting myself in front of my audience because I looked different, which shouldn't matter.
Oh, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing that, because I think so many of us need to hear that. I've had those exact same thoughts where I'll be sitting there eating something and I'm like, oh my gosh, my belly's full. I ate too much. I'm going to gain weight. Now I can't speak up. It's like crazy the trail that our things go, because we're so afraid, oh, my clothes don't fit anymore. I can't show people who I am. You know, what are they going to think of me if I've gained weight? Like, all these things that we're so worried about. So I love that you shared this story and you were like, you know what? I'm going to go get new clothes. Like, I'm just going to go get something I feel really comfortable in, something I feel really beautiful in. Again, that's self-respect. Like, you respect respect yourself enough that you know everything that you have to say is still completely valuable. You still have value. You still have a ton to give. You have so many great ideas, so many things to offer people. And so you're like, I'm going to go share them. Like, that's my duty to share them. And so I'm just going to go get new clothes. And so I think that's huge. I think it's a conversation that needs to be had because so many people are holding back, afraid that they've got nothing to say because of some, you know, how they look. And so just to be able to share that story is oh, so good.
Appearance really has no effect on the story or words that you want to share with people. And it truly goes to show that people who might be timid or scared just because they look a different way, speak up and tell your story because there's going to be people out there who want to hear it regardless of what you look like.
And I'll say too with that, for me, I have a very young face. I mean, I'm only 26 to begin with. I look even younger than that. And so for me, I had a big insecurity. It was like, who am I to get on there and say I know anything about anything? Like, look how young I am. And so for me, that was a huge fear too that I had to get over, was just being like, okay, I've got something interesting to say, even though sometimes I look like I'm 14. Okay. And so like that, like, you know, it could be talking about weight. It could just be talking about totally other things. Like, a lot of us have those insecurities around somehow that we look or something that even is in our background. And so being able to stand up and speak anyway and show us how you got through it is going to help people that walk in your footsteps.
That has been my biggest fear. So thank you for saying that. But no, seriously, there's always going to be something around how we look that keeps us from moving forward in some action. And if we can at least get past that, we literally will be able to share our stories with the people who want to hear it and impact them in the way that we want them to be impacted. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on our show today. For our audience, if you want to go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com, we will have all of the show notes, resources, and pretty little things to share with you. And head on over to the Beautifully Bold in Business Facebook group, where we will continue this conversation all week long. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being on the show today. And we are so excited to share your story.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.